sounded like you were pressing your mic repeatedly, but there was no voice at all coming through.
BWQ,
this is KO4 VKT. How are you doing this evening? You're pretty scratchy, but I can make you out.
I'm doing good. Like I said, we're just kind of hanging out here, but I'm like you. I'm getting a lot of interference from somewhere.
So you just carpooled back down out of Spartanburg and then down between Livonia and Tacoma, Georgia, heading home.
Yeah, I'm up here in Anderson, South Carolina. I'm kind of behind the North Campus up here on the hospital.
Ethan?
Yes, sir? This is Jimmy.
Nice to meet you. I've been on this repeater a couple of times. This was the first repeater I actually made contact on. I talked to Alexander like a couple of days after I got my license. And then I've been mostly down on the Gainesville, Athens repeater, and Carnesville repeater.
Yeah, I got my license probably last month. I was planning on getting my general this month, but life got in the way. I didn't get a chance to study for it.
Yeah, I got mine, I guess it would be just around December 10th. Somewhere in that range. I took the test on the 4th, but it took almost a week for it to come back. And I live down in Georgia, obviously, so I mostly talk down here on the machines down here.
Yeah, I got my license up in Seneca, and like I say, and I kind of bounce around the Anderson repeaters and this was on the Tiburon, I think. Their local repeater.
What is it called? It's up sort of northwest of Greenville. It's technically the Greenville repeater, but it's on, I'll think of the mountain in a second. Well, very nice to meet you, and I didn't get your name. My name is Josiah. I thought your name was maybe Jimmy or something like that.
Yeah, it's Jimmy. Yeah, I said I actually pulled up your call sign on QRZ, so I can see that you're Josiah, yeah.
In your general, if you wanted to get into the, high frequency range, HF more, or is that the main goal for that? I got into it because of just being able to communicate outside of normal cell service and communicate out of my vehicle without having to have other power. So, sort of a, I guess you could call a prepper concept behind it, but not as if the world's going to end, but more along the lines of, you know, cell towers go down, power goes out, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Like I say, I got me a CB back there in the summer, and I played with it for a while, and then I got this UHF, VHF, and I started playing with it. And now I'm thinking about, getting me the HF radio, because then you can talk anywhere at that point.
I want to get into the HF. I have a 2 meters and 7 centimeters radio in my truck. And it's the TYT is what I have. I love it. It works really good. I mean, I don't have experience with a lot of radios, but it's pretty easy to set up for me. I know a little bit about programming stuff, so it was very easy for me to figure out. So I'm still learning. And I'm setting up a home rig here soon at the house. I'm pretty high up on a hill, so hopefully I'll be able to reach a lot with it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got a little Anytone mobile unit that I got on it's on my computer desk. And I got me a little J pole to put up in the attic. And so it seems to be getting out pretty good. Like I say, I can usually hit the local repeaters pretty well. But I'm kind of looking at those. They got some new Anytone handhelds out that you could do DMR on and use Wi-Fi hotspots. I'm kind of getting interested in that too. I don't know if like that might be pretty interesting to try.
Not tried or really gotten into any of the other things besides just the straight radio. I know the Carnsville repeater has a way you can get to it through that, and or maybe it's stuff. Maybe it's, and I think it either has Echo Link or Starlink. I'm not sure. I can go look it up. It's the Carnsville one by what's his name? Well, Clayton is his name, but W4CMB, his repeater. He has several of them around the Franklin County area, and those you can get into. But I just really haven't gotten into it. I sort of like the classic radio a little more. If I wanted to talk to people over my phone, I figure I'd just call them. So I guess that's my mindset a little bit. I don't know. It never had that much interest to me.
Yeah, you're right, because all those Wi-Fi, well, even these repeaters, I think they pretty much rely on the Internet. So if you want to get around the Internet, I think before you can really get to true radio, you're probably going to have to get into the HF radios.
Repeaters around me, anyways, they don't use the Internet necessarily. They can. They're dual, so they have where you can get into them through the Internet. I don't think the Carnsville one is that way, but some of the other ones around are. I haven't looked into it, that's why I don't really know. And so, yeah, as long as you can hit the repeaters, and a lot of them have generators on them, so even if power went out, the repeaters would be back up and running very quickly for several of them. It depends, you can look it up and, you know, see which repeaters have generators. I think it depends a lot on the repeater who set it up and what they were trying to do with it. KO4VKP for ID.
I think you're right, but I'm like you. I'm still learning this. Like I said, I really just got into radio probably 6 months ago, and so I'm just now just getting my feet wet, you know, figuring out what all I'm doing. I played with the CBs for a while. Now, you know, I've kicked over to these things because the reception is just so much better. And there's a lot less foolishness going on this side, too. So I've enjoyed it so far, but, you know, I'm going to have to grow slowly, I guess.
Yep, I don't want to get into it too fast. I don't want to buy stuff I don't need. So I have... It's funny how I ended up getting two radios. I ordered one of the TYTs off Amazon. It got lost in the mail. I waited, didn't come in. So I ordered another one, tried to cancel that other order. The second one I ordered came in within a couple days. I got it, set it up, and then lo and behold, here comes the original one, like 2 days after that. And so that's how I got two different radios. And I'm going to set up one in the house. I decided to keep it instead of returning it. I'm going to set up one in the house and one in the truck so I can talk back to the house.
I'm thinking I've got a little Baofeng portable, but I'm thinking about getting a little bit stronger handheld, a little HT to put in the truck so I can take it with me, you know, where I go. Now, the reason I got this other one was the guy, there's a place here in town, is called Anderson Radio. And he sells CB radio, so I bought a little Striker radio from him and got all that. And he had this little UHF, VHF. I think he let me have it for $60 or something like that. It's just dirt cheap. So I got that, got it hooked up, and then I started kind of talking on it more than I did the CB.
Interesting. Yeah, my radio was a little more than that. What wattage did yours get up to? Mine has low, medium, high. Goes up to 50 watts, which I like because it allows me to reach, I'm over in Toccoa and I'm reaching the Greenville repeater. I can reach the Athens repeater from Toccoa, the 530 machine. So I really like it. I looked around and I waited to actually order a radio until I took my test and talked to some of the radio operators who were testing it to see what they recommended. And that's how I got into the TYT radios. And the 9800 is the model.
AT779UV. It's just a little small radio. So I thought about maybe putting this one in the truck and then give me a bigger unit for my computer desk. So I think this one puts out 25, maybe 30 watts on high side.
Mine, I could reach Athens from mine when I was on 25 watts, but it was very vague. I was talking to a guy and I was checking some things out. I turned it down just to see what he could hear, and he was like, I really would rather not talk to you if you had to do it that quietness, because it was just hard to hear me. So I turned it back up to 50 watts. My dad has a little handheld. He got a Yasu, I think it was. And that one works fairly well, but the range on it is just not very good, like most handhelds. Got to be pretty close to the repeaters to get to them. And since my whole objective of the radios was to be able to reach out and touch people, that's why I opted for the vehicle radio.
I guess what I'm going to do is maybe find me a more powerful unit to go here on my desk. I'm so close to repeaters here most of the time because, we got, three here in Anderson, and then we got the one up on the mountain like you're talking about, and I think there's one down towards Hartwell. So I think this little thing gets out, that far anyway. So if I get a good antenna on my truck, I'd probably do pretty good with it.
Anderson, I've talked on one of them at one point. I think I have it programmed in. I don't get on it very much. I don't hit it as well because of terrain or something. I don't think there's one in Hartwell that I know of. I know they were thinking about setting one up. But I don't know of one. I could be wrong, though. I don't know everything, that's for sure. I know there's several in Franklin County. There are some in Elbert County and Tacoa. I'd be curious if you know which one it is, if there is one in Hartwell.
See, I've got a book here. I could probably look it up. I'll look at it real quick.
I'll just let you know, I am getting to where I'm about to go down into a valley, and going to be going down by the river towards up Tupelo River, and I probably will lose any type of good reception and might have to drop out. So, this is KO4VKP for ID.
This is KO4VWQ. Yeah, I think you're right. I've got the manual out, and I don't see one in Hartwell.
The only thing about that is one of the guys that gave us our test, Bill McGee, I cannot remember his call sign. He mentioned, he's from Hartwell, and he mentioned that they do not have one there, but we're thinking about building one. So that's what I thought he said, so that's why I was curious.
So they've got a couple in Livonia, or three in Livonia, but you're right, there's nothing in Hartwell.
And you would think there would be some in Hartwell. But I guess it just happened to be that the people that were setting up repeaters lived in Franklin and Elbert County, and then no one's gotten around to doing it for Hartwell. So that's just interesting how that is. I know the Tacoma repeaters really are not that busy either. So
these repeaters, aren't they run by like clubs and individuals? I mean, it's I know we got the Anderson Radio Club has a couple here, and I think there's an individual that has one also.
That's how it works. I know Clayton's repeaters, those are individually owned. I'm 99% sure he owns those. He got permission to set them up. He has one over on the emergency radio tower, I think, that he can use. He got permission to use, and then he has another one set up down towards Carnesville, one on Girard Road, Girard Road, and then I know the one I talk on down at Athens is down there, as well as the Gainesville one. That one also is owned by a club, I believe. I don't know about any of the other ones I talk on.
Get involved with the local club here. I've been to a couple of the, they had a ham fest out on Hartwell, and I've met a couple of them. I know a couple of guys that are in it, but I've never really got involved or went to any of the meetings or anything.
I probably should get involved. It's hard for me, though, just financially, to add another thing in as far as club dues. I've never been a big fan of that. And time-wise, I'm especially right now, I'm getting this Saturday. So I've been busy ever since I got my license. I've been pretty busy getting the house ready and everything like that. So I might one of these days, but then again, I don't know that I'll ever end up doing it unless I really, really see a good reason to do it.
Well, congratulations, but you're probably right. You'll probably be busy for a while, because I've been married a good little while. You'd be surprised the wild type of way of keeping you busy.
About probably 20% of that. So I think you were saying something about me getting kept busy. I'm not quite sure what it was, but.
Okay, I was just saying congratulations. But like I sound like you're getting out of range now. So this is KO4BWQ, and I'll talk to you later. You have a good one, Josiah.
Thank you very much, and you have a good one as well, 73 to you. And this is KO4BKP, and I will be clear.